The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Holy hell.
Fun times.
We did run.
We just went through some storms.
Oh my gosh. Did you take the turnpike?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It was a monsoon.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Woo! All right, listen.
We're here, though.
Hey, look, there's Michael Strahan. I was talking to him for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, we were at I showed up to Twin Peaks, and as soon as I put my computer down, the look on Tobin's face was just pack up and go, because the weather shut down everything at Twin Peaks.
Dude, so here's what's going on. So we normally do a show at Twin Peaks today. Still go over there and go get yourself some happy hour lunch.
Yeah,
God
definitely
knows it's safer to be out there than in the rain right now. So get yourself some dirty blondes or naughty brunettes, nice and frosty.
The TVs are still
anywhere
working.
From 29
TVs are working.
27.
Yeah, TVs are
watch
working.
Watch some 40-40 football.
Yeah,
which channel is that on, Robbie?
There's two games going on at the same time. You got Channel 7 or Channel 219 for those direct TV heads out there.
So I'll take you guys behind the curtain a little bit. So before today's show, I was scheduled to talk to Michael Strahan. God knows what. He was like promoting some game show he's on. I think Pyramid.
$1,000 Pyramid.
Yeah. And so we get him on the line and, you know, I ask him his Pyramid questions. And then I start getting to the nitty gritty. Let's talk some football. And right, we were talking about the Dolphins and the situation they're in and Josh Rosen. It was fantastic. And then all of a sudden I hear, and Josh Rosen.
It's the worst.
And I'm like, and all of a sudden he goes, I'm like, I can't hear Michael Strahan, America's sweetheart. I can't hear the guy who hosts everything. This is no bueno.
Now I know how quarterbacks feel when he gets sacked by them.
And so our engineer Adrian's like, don't worry, man, we'll reboot, we'll get it. And he's like, I'm getting nothing. Normally, like, when this stuff happens, to kind of take you guys into it, like, this stuff's basically connected through internet. That's how, whenever we're out somewhere, it's through an internet line.
It used to be, back in the day, we used a digital phone line called ISDN, but that doesn't happen anymore. So now we use dedicated internet lines.
Right. So, you know, the weather's nasty, and it's just like, boom. I was like, uh-oh. All right, well. No biggie. We'll be right back.
The great thing is, just as so, pull out of the plaza. I know the secret way to get right on to 595. Blah blah blah. From there, and I'm on the turnpike, and just as I'm like coming up towards Griffin, I can see the Hard Rock. Adrian calls me. Hey, line's back up. I'm like, yeah, we're committed at this ball.
Sweet. Thank you. Yeah, man. Like you kind of have that point of no return. And the other thing is, normally, you guys are back here, but because Leroy's out, you guys both decided to come out to the show today.
Right.
Which just only annoys me because our boss is always like super paranoid to always leave somebody at home base for a show, and this only validates his opinion.
I always stay here.
So that also stinks. But you just get to that point of return where just like, well, there's 25 minutes until the show, and we're about 27 minutes from the station. So we got to go. We got to go. We got to go.
We hightailed it.
I mean, I was already out. I thought it was just going to be just me. Like,
No.
You guys both decided to come back.
No, because, man, they were saying, like, like, the systems were down. Like, in the whole building, they were saying, like, the credit card systems weren't working for a second. So we had to go. Like, I'm like, well, that's not getting fixed anytime soon. We got to go do a radio show. Tell them we'll be back tomorrow if they want us to do a radio show then. And so, man, it was wild.
Props to Twin Peaks. They don't do bad nachos.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to you. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
By the way,
I wanted to ask Michael Strahan about that, by the way. I wanted to ask him about if Michael Strahan would ever, mother bleep a place on Twitter. But that's another story.
And we also got robbed of have Michael Strahan, his Giants team, set the blueprint on how to beat the Patriots and Tom Brady, and we never got to find out how he did it.
True, Robbie. True words have never been spoken. Anyway, let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Yeah, they just rushed four. They didn't do any exotic blitzes. They got pressure with four. Nobody else could do that except for those two Giants teams. Anyways, got a Women's World Cup going on.
Yeah, we do. Was it Russia?
No, it's Republic of South Africa.
Republic of South Africa, right, against Germany, right?
Yeah, some say that South Africa is worse than Thailand.
Germany is up 3-0.
3-0.
Yeah. And starting the second half, I think.
Yeah, and Spain and China are also playing right now as we speak. And you know why they do this? They have the last leg of the group stage is always the both teams, both games playing played at the same time. And Spain and China are tied at zero at the half, for those of you wondering. Huh. This all goes back to 1982, like, when Austria and Germany, they
had collusion. I'm a soccer head. I love soccer head, but even I, like, there's too much going on.
Action,
man.
Is action, bro.
I know. Action is the Women's World Cup. There's Copa America. There's the Gold Cup. There's
Gold Cup.
I mean, there's all sorts of stuff going on. It's just like, man, I'm overwhelmed.
By the way, are we allowed to myth bust what's going on in Telemundo?
No, let's not talk.
Let's not talk about that. Because there's some fishiness going on there. But the Marlins are back in action tonight. They're on a road trip in St. Louis.
Yeah, Redbirds. They got it. Look, you know what? They play better on the road. So
they
good.
Do. I mean, they hit
good. Road Warriors. Let's get it going. It's all there for us. You know, just refocus. Because that bullpen yesterday was a catastrophe.
They had the lead. They had the lead, and then they didn't have the lead anymore.
Have you guys seen Nick Anderson go to the mound without his gas can? I'm just curious.
No, without his gas can, no. And he pitched the day before and lit him up. And yesterday,
something was off.
Like every time I see that guy, it looks like he's putting some premium right on the mound.
How about our boy Marlins Macho Man? Got some big time TV coverage
Macho
last
Marlins, man.
Macho, what?
Yeah, Macho Marlins. I was worried about the mood for the Marlins man.
Why does no one get it right? I can't get it right. Manto said it like twice differently. We just can't get it. It's too
macho
many
Marlins man.
He's a Marlins man,
but he's macho.
Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah. You better get
he's
my
here.
Name right. Yeah. Respect the name that's in front of your shame. Yeah. I heard about you earlier today. You're the guy who goes out there on the social media shaming nachos. Or if there's one thing that Macho Marlins man hates more than the Braves, more than the Phillies, more than the Mets, and more than the Nationals... It's a nacho shamer, and that's what you are. Yeah. What more the question?
If I want nachos, I wish they were macho instead of
minus one.
Plain.
Minus one. What the hell?
Great TV last night, though. Manto with a wig on.
Minus
is
one.
It it's a
bald cap situation.
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought that was Mean Gene.
It was
with the mustache.
Yep.
Clay didn't know what to do with himself.
What they had to do with themselves was a giant rating spike.
Yeah.
Why are we getting...
I was watching.
What are these American Idol numbers that are hitting our sports show? Macho Marlins, man.
Good job.
It derailed their sports rap that they do at the end.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't know what to do.
The one thing I'm looking for, and nobody sent it to me yet, is he was supposed to do, like, there's supposed to be some backstage shots that I haven't seen yet.
No, I saw they had... Macho Marlins man in the green room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
there sound up on that?
Yeah. Yeah, you were sorry, Macho Marlins man was talking to himself and they were all like that, like Clay was like, "What is going on?" like the character threw off the entire show.
Well, when I was dealing with Macho yesterday cuz I was a stagehand yesterday at Local 10.
Of course you were.
Will was like, "Yeah, can you tell him like, hey, you know, we want to do some green room shots of him just, you know, getting fired up for it." And you know, Macho is just Macho. Like, he just loves talking baseball.
Yeah, so they had that going on. It was like Clay's trying to tease something, and it was great. But, like, he didn't know, like, I feel bad. Like, Manto was in on it. Clay didn't know what was going on. He had no idea.
That's what made it so great.
Yeah, it was like, because you can imagine he's at the set trying, he's at the set trying to read his tease.
Right.
And out of the corner of his eye on the other screen, he's seeing Macho Marlins man in the green room. But then in his headset, he's hearing just mumbling.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen it yet, Macho Marlins man was on Local 10 with Mean Gene Manso yesterday. I just retweeted it at Brendan_Tobin. I told Macho Man he's got to get his own Twitter account.
Stop, he should.
Stop hogging stuff. But, you know, is what it is. We'll retweet it there and @7i the ticket so you guys can see it if you haven't yet. It's a minute 20 of pure gold.
Something
pure gold.
It was amazing.
It is one.
I was locked into that sports.
Macho Marlins man did get one of the greatest lines off in the history of television.
And I was worried because, you know, coming off a 2-7 homestand, you know, they blew the game yesterday, even though yesterday was borderline enjoyable loss. But I was worried about the mood.
It really wasn't an enjoyable loss because Sandman was great, but they should have just look, he goes out there, he pitches a good solid outing, he helps his own cause. You got
Harold Ramirez.
You got Homer and Harold, El Pitbull, he goes out there, he's hitting laser beam home runs, and then, you know, bullpen, gas can.
That's it.
And also, Pittsburgh's got a terrible bullpen in their own right, and you couldn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, the first six innings was enjoyable. Like seeing that fourth inning with the four runs.
That's only 2/3 of the game.
Yeah, so I suppose that Triple M, I'm just gonna go with that, so I'm wrong. Was perturbed, but also knows that the fish are heading out on the road and can get some action done.
I think what Triple M wants to do is just, you know, get off the notion that they, you know, that things aren't going to turn up in the right way. Like, things are positive this week. We had Hawaiian Punch out. Big week for him.
He's pitching tomorrow, by the way. Against St. Louis again.
Kubaloop just keeps hitting grand slams.
No, he almost had another one.
You know, so you got to look, this is a season where, look, you can look at it half empty or half full. Macho decides to look at it, and he just goes full.
It's all, boy, not a sip has been drinking.
No.
My glass is still full. In fact, give me another refill.
Still full and still frosty. like the Dirty Blonde and the Naughty Brunettes at Twin Peaks, which if we were there, we'd be sucking down right now, just completely, completely getting plastered in this beautiful rain.
It's probably at 27 degrees right now.
Yeah, it's probably so frosty right now, and I'd be eating my delicious Twin Peaks burger, but nope, stupid internet was out. So.
Gonna have to order Howie's now.
Yeah, just, you know.
I don't even know why I would bring that up, but I was just thinking of my own selfish self of, like, what I'm going to do for
lunch.
You
were thinking in your head and just snuck his way out.
Yeah, and they better get that order right, otherwise you put
I would never put Howie's on blast.
No.
Never, ever.
Oh, man. Well, we have a lot to get to. Obviously, off the weekend, there's a ton of stuff going on. The NBA is drunk once again. It's all gone crazy. OJ Simpson's on Twitter. He's on Twitter and denying ever had made love to the Kris Jenner and denying Khloe Kardashian is his kid.
Really?
He's been on Twitter for 3 seconds. He's already squashing the hottest rumors.
Using every ounce of me to try to restrain from making a remark.
There's the wildest OJ thing I've seen already, and it's so wild. I can't believe that it's true.
What's that?
But I also can't say it's complete BS. So I was on this blog, and some guy has an OJ parody account, and he claims that OJ Simpson is DMing him, threatening him with cease and desist and lawyers.
Whoa, I can imagine that.
And then sends him a knife emoji.
What?
What?
Which is where I can't believe that it's true.
And it's the 25th anniversary.
But I also can't not believe that it's true.
Right. Wait a minute.
On the silver anniversary of the Bronco chase.
I believe all the DMing about, hey, cease and desist, but the knife thing? I mean, or is OJ just one of those people that just is not self-aware?
Well, this is the thing.
I mean, he's been in prison for like nine years.
He's sitting there on Twitter.
He's been out for a while now.
But then there's no Twitter in prison. He's finding about prison about Twitter for the first time.
It's all happening from him. It's a
there's
new
no
world.
Twitter in prison?
No, man. I was surprised he knew about fantasy football. He thinks we're all going to go... he thinks we're all going to go there for sports advice. That's the thing that's blowing my mind the most about OJ. He goes, listen, I know that, you know, I hope that we can get back to some normalcy here in a few weeks because, you know, my life's around sports, and I think that's what we'll mostly talk about. But I want to put down the rumor that I laid the pipe so hard on Kris Jenner that I sent her to the hospital. I'm just like, what? What is happening here? What world are we living in?
Guess what? So I have all my Twitter notifications set up. Mostly it's just like Woj, Schefter, and then I have Schefter, and then a couple of other ones just because. So Francesa is one of them because he always has some gems, meaning boring. But I put OJ on notifications because I just got to know now.
We'll continue on. This is a wild weekend. We're back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody.
I see what you did there, Steve. There was a little sabotage with our connection.
I don't think everybody's doing what you're doing, man. I don't think everybody's going with the subliminal messages.
I put liners in if you want to pull up that grid.
Well, the opening was. That's why I played Flock of Seagulls, because that's what I imagine you guys were doing.
Yeah, we were running. I'm sure you got to play I'm Raining.
Let me
raining
just tell
man.
You what. When it's pouring, I love the turnpike, but when it's pouring... There was some hydroplaning going on with my car,
and I
have an SUV.
Let's see. What do you want me to read, man?
You know what? Let's go with the
Clear Cap Party. That's taking place on Thursday.
The
Clary Cap Party.
We can go NBA draft. We have to do draft, we have to do fishing tournament, and we have to do our hurricane sponsors.
All right. The tickets got a Heat draft show for you live in the American Airlines Arena Thursday night beginning at 7 p.m. Who's hosting that?
Zach Duarte and Greg Likens.
Duarte, really? Anyway.
What the hell
coverage
is that?
For you pick by pick with all the info and analysis.
I was trying to get Robbie on
pick,
but that didn't happen.
We'll be joined on the air by Heat legends. You're going to let Duarte talk to Heat legends? Like, you're going to let him talk to Alonzo Mourning?
I just work here, man.
All right, I'm just all right.
You see, if the Heat were tanked, they would not be picking 13.
Jesus. Anyway, they'll also get a chance to talk to the first round pick. The Heat invite you, the fan, out to the draft party as well. The tickets are $1, and they are benefiting the Miami Heat Foundation. So get your tickets to the draft party at Heat.com or on the Heat app. Our NBA draft coverage is brought to you by Lexus and Subaru of Pembroke Pines, your number one choice and always an amazing deal. Draft coverage right here on AM 790, FM 104.3 HD2, the ticket. That's, of course, the big thing surrounding the Heat is what is going to happen down this week. Obviously, small potatoes compared to what went down this weekend with the Los Angeles Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans, where the Lakers traded all of their draft picks and basically all of their young assets that aren't Kyle Kuzma for Anthony Davis. And, you know, look, I don't fault the Lakers for making the move, even if they got completely, completely fleeced from the chest of draft picks that they'll ever have, ever again, it seems like. But you have LeBron James, and he's pushing 35 years old and coming off a groin injury. You need to partner him with somebody who has him with the ability to get into to title hopes. So I get why they did it. They're a complete zoo. Nobody respects them. Everybody's laughing at the Lakers. So that's why they have to go about and do this the way that they did. Also helps the fact that the NBA completely fixed this and gave him the number 4 pick overall. But, hey, that's what the NBA has wanted to do. Fixing things.
Now, by the way, do they still, like, wasn't there something that if the Lakers, like, the trade might not become official till like July 30th?
Here's the thing. They're supposedly not able to get the max cap space unless the trade is done by July 30th or 31st, something like that. And the trade is expected to be finished off by, I believe, the 6th, which is going to leave them more in the 21 to 24 range, which is a lot of cap space. But it's not enough for a max slot. And so you have all these rumors flying out there. There's Kawhi's cousin who's allegedly on IG saying, he's going to the Lakers. There's rumors that Kyrie Irving still wants to play with Anthony Davis, even though it seemed like yesterday he was going to be a Brooklyn Net and was buddy-buddying with the Yormarks. So the Lakers are surrounded with all of this next super team stuff, which, you know, you imagine everybody wants to pounce on, especially with the Warriors looking like they're going to be incapacitated by injuries next year, and people want to hop on this. But I can't imagine Kawhi Leonard is going to take a discount to play on that team.
Especially since he just won a title.
There's an idea, too, that Anthony Davis can waive some of his trade kicker, which is $4 million. I don't know why you would do that. I mean, unless you're telling me LeBron James is giving you, like, ownership in the Space Jam, which, you know what? You never know what shenanigans
Wait a minute. Time out for a second. So you're talking about Anthony Davis in the Space Jam, right?
What?
You just, the Space Jam reference was to Anthony Davis?
Yeah, to give up, like, ownership or a piece because he has to waive his, his trade kicker.
I just want to make sure because for a second it went through my mind of Kawhi being in Space Jam, and then I was like, I don't think there's someone further from that possibility.
Hey, Bugs Bunny.
Sounds like Porky Pig.
Like Kawhi could definitely play one of the players whose powers were robbed by the Monstars.
I feel like Kawhi is a Monstar.
Oh, you're not of this earth. You're right.
Apparently right now, Kyle Lowry is...
Holy crap. You know what? They should have used him in Men in Black. International saw that over the weekend. Kawhi would have been great there. But
nothing.
What do you?
Nothing.
Oh yeah.
No, but apparently right now at the Toronto, because Toronto's having their parade right now, and apparently they're chanting five more. Lowry's getting the crowd to go five more years, really pressuring him. I think that could backfire. That could scare the Kawhi. It might backfire. You're right, Robbie.
Putting
him in an awkward spot.
Is there an athlete that we know less about than Kawhi, as far as like what they're thinking?
No.
Right?
He doesn't think anything. He thinks basketball.
Like, except for this uncle that, you know,
Robertson.
Who knows what whether he's really getting the real deal. Like, we don't know anything about Kawhi. Like, he left his MVP trophy behind.
Yeah, and Texters are writing in. He says, with all the draft picks they gave up, 4 or 3, which are going to be late rounders. Well, the couple of things that they did a couple of things where they did draft swaps. So, for example, I think it's 2023, they have a draft swap, which is where LeBron's contract's going to be up. Going to be old.
Pushing 40.
If this thing all crashes and burns, maybe they'll be good. Maybe they will be. But it's kind of hedging if you're New Orleans, because you could look at that and say, oh, look, the Lakers are going to come crashing down. Let's swap with them. We got their picks. Boom. That's what it goes down to. But, yeah, right now they got the 4th pick. I'm sure next year their pick will be
high in the 20s.
It'll be in the 20s. And then they have one that's top 8 unprotected. And
but is that the 2025?
That's 2021.
And that could push over to 2022, which is unprotected completely. Which, again, what does LeBron have? 2 years, 3 years left on his contract?
Yeah, so, he's got 3 years, including this upcoming season.
I know I was listening to the Shipping Container for a little bit, and because I got the details of the trade as far as the players, but I didn't get the exact draft picks when I saw the story. I didn't see which years and which draft picks, but it looks like the Pelicans may be in good shape if they get Zion when he's about to re-sign a second deal to have a top draft pick, mm-hmm. possibly.
Possibly, depending on where the Lakers are at this.
Well, in 2025, you figure LeBron is not, I don't think he'll be in the league, but if he is, he's not going to be what he is right now.
Oh, yeah. And they don't get the Lakers pick next year. They get the 3rd first-round pick is from 2024, and they have the right to swap in 2025 also.
Right, they could defer. And a texter writes in, he says, if the Heat made the exact same trade, y'all be saying it's a steal by Riley. It's not a steal, but look, if it is Riley going out there and he's going to make the trade for Anthony Davis, yeah, we're obviously all sans pants today because you have Anthony Davis. I'm not saying if you're a Lakers fan, you shouldn't be pumped up. You obviously should be, but there are some risks that come with it. One, LeBron's age. Two, the fact that Anthony Davis is going into free agency. And if the thing is a disaster and he does happen to hate LeBron, which, you know, a lot of his teammates kind of seem like they hate playing with LeBron lately, it could end up really blown up in their face. I don't think it will, but it could.
I mean, they both have the same representation, LeBron.
It's true.
The other thing is, you know, with the Warriors situation, you don't know what they're going to be. So no. this might be a nice window for the Lakers.
I mean, because it's just one year.
You have to bounce. And it's clear whatever Lonzo or Brandon Ingram, if you think highly of them and you think that
they kept Kuzma.
They kept Kuzma.
That was the key thing.
That was a big point with Leroy.
But if you think that they're going to be, if you think those guys are going to be something, they're still not on that win track with LeBron. Like, LeBron has to win now. LeBron is, even as much of a freak that he is, we saw last year that there was a little bit of a rip in the armor. And so you got to put whatever you can around him, and especially people to take that load off with everything that he's tracked on his body and all that stuff. And, yeah, the Warriors thing is a big factor. The fact that they have this window now in the West, there's no real clear favorite in the West. And if you pair LeBron James, who's an all-time great, with the guy who is, you know, probably thought upon as a top-5 player, it's obviously a monster move. It's obviously a monster move. And you know what the weird thing is? I've seen a lot of this where, you know, oh, should the Lakers, should they, if they have the opportunity to get a max guy, which we don't know that they are yet, but if they were, would you go get a max guy, or would you spread it out and get yourself more depth? And I'm like, you go get yourself a max guy.
Right, yeah.
You can
always fill the bench up. I mean, why wouldn't you go get a max guy?
It was one of these weird things where everybody's like, well, we saw what happened this year to the Warriors. And it's like, oh, you mean like when you lose two of them?
Right.
That's what happens. Like, right. When you lose your best player, you don't have as much of a chance to go win. And then when you lose your 3rd best player, you don't have... Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. That genius. I didn't know that. So let me get this straight. With the Toronto Raptors, with all of their depth, if they lost Kawhi,
right,
was that the route to go, where you're now stuck with Kyle Lowry and them boys? No. So I just found it. Everybody's in this weird skittish thing because of what the NBA was this year. But, yeah, the Warriors have been getting to the finals year after year because of the all-stars they have, not because of their depth.
You can't build your team based on the fact that, hey, both of our stars might get hurt.
Yeah, it's like with the Heat, they got tremendously lucky that the worst injury that they really had was Chris Bosh messing with his stomach, which kept him out of basically a round and a half.
Right.
But
Oh, well, also, there was the whole Chris Bosh's blood didn't work.
But that was after victory.
I'm talking about the championship runs.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the championship runs.
You know, there was...
by the way, I wonder if those two are now, and thinking back to it, I wonder if those two were correlated anyway. Thinking back to it now.
Why?
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, Chris Bosh missed a round and a half of the playoffs, and then years later, we found out he had blood clots. I wonder if there was a correlation.
What are you, Dr. G, medical examiner? What the hell?
He had an ab injury.
He did, but I mean...
Was he not allowed to stub
his toe? What does his ab have to do with his blood?
It's all relative. it's all relative.
It's not!
You're being skeptical for skeptical sake. Oh, I want to put this out there, too. The whole Whiteside...
It's on a Tuesday, by the way.
Did you guys see that? Texter Wright said, did you guys see Whiteside follow Clutch Sports Rich Paul last night? Just throwing it out there.
Whoa.
Fake news.
Oh, it's fake news. Okay.
Fake news. You guys got Chef Trillied.
He didn't actually follow Clutch Sports?
No. You got Chef Trillied. You got to watch out for some people on these Twitter streets, all right, during this time of year. One, Drew Star, you're a bastard. Stop retweeting old stuff. You trick everybody. You had everybody thinking Goran Dragic was going to opt out. You know these people go too quick and they don't read. Chef Trilly, Photoshop wizard. He's going to make you think there's fake news like Hassan Whiteside following Rich Paul. Never happened. Go check who he follows. He doesn't follow Rich Paul. Can't imagine that he wanted to throw off the scent and then unfollowed him. It's fake news. You got to watch out for these fake news on these.
Oh, no.
I've
been had a bunch of times.
Can you imagine LeBron representing Hassan Whiteside?
No. LeBron, no. No, no. Nay, nay.
Although Pelicans, like if y'all need a rim protector.
I mean, yeah.
Got that cap space.
You want another draft pick? Want another 13th pick?
Just throwing it out there.
My mind's gonna hurt because we're preparing for a great party on Thursday night, and I don't want there to be any kind of action.
Action is action.
Like if they trade the pick and Hassan or something.
That's action.
That's action. Why don't
that's
you want
big
that?
News. And Greg will be all over it.
Now, if Hassan is there at the party, then it's gonna be weird.
Mid-interview, he gets
traded.
Chances
that's happening.
It'd be great. You don't think Hassan Whiteside hears a party and he wants to go?
Maybe he brings s'mores.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. My friend, yes. Well, let you guys know, our own Brett Romberg, as well as his former Canes friends, Jonathan Vilma, Entrell Roll, DJ Williams, they have their annual UM Sports Hall of Fame fishing tournament coming up this weekend. So if you guys want to register, it is Friday and Saturday. If you want to register, get sponsorship information, or just general info, log on to canesfish.com. Robbie, you and I were texting back and forth. I think it was Saturday night or maybe it was Friday. I can't remember which day it was. About the Jeter in booth interview.
Oh, yeah. That was super awkward.
That was weird. Was it not weird?
Yeah, like he was trying to be funny, but it wasn't coming off funny, and he tried to pretend like he was superstitious.
It was weird because like he's there with Severino and Hollinsworth, right? And it felt like Severino was like trying to chum it up a little bit with Jeets, And I don't know, Jeets was like he's probably got one of those sense of humors, like he's kind of like Kawhi, like he thinks he's a fun guy, but it's not really translating. Because he goes like, Severino goes up and Harold Ramirez who's having a really good season. Yeah. He goes, Harold Ramirez steps up. He goes, great find. This guy's having a great season. G goes, oh great, you just jinxed him.
Might as well take my headsets off and walk in.
And I was like, whoa. And so like Severino is like, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, man.
Kind of like, talking about Alfaro, and then he strikes out.
I know he's like kind of like that boss where you want to laugh at his jokes. Because, like, you want to, seem like, we're kissing ass a little bit. We're friendly here for the boss. But, like, also, he's not funny. And so when Jeets is in the booth and Severino is, like, just trying to just tee him up. Like, here's a little softball for you, Jeets. Harold Ramirez, knock it out of the park. You've done that in your career. And he goes, oh, great. Just jinxed him, Severino. He's like,
and then they asked
sorry.
Him.
He goes, and then the best part was this. He goes, well, I'm getting the sense, Derek, that you were a superstitious player when you played. He goes, nope. Jeter goes, just nope. Really? Not at all. Not at all. Not superstitious at all. He goes, oh, okay. And he goes, well, you ever have any teammates like that? Not having the old socks, wash? He goes, that's just dirty.
It was super weird.
It was weird.
It was super weird.
And then he was imploring for the crowd to show up. He was kind of like preaching patience, but at the same time not preaching patience.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's his favorite thing. Yeah. He loves to preach patience, but he's like, I got no patience.
Yeah.
My other favorite thing is too. This has got to be a super awkward thing. Like, Jeter, this wasn't an awkward thing from the interview. This is actually revealing from the interview where Jeter was like, he goes, you know, they're like, oh, you feel like a scent and a buzz around from the fan base. And he goes, you know, yeah, when I'm like out to dinner. And, you know, people come up to me from afar. They're like, hey, you like what you're doing? We like what you're doing. They goes, oh, yeah, yeah. You ever been to the park? I was just like, whoa. So imagine, like, you're trying to pal up to Jeter, and you're just, like, throwing him a side column. Like, DJ Khaled sees him at Prime, and he goes, hey,
another one.
What's up, Jeets? You guys got to win another one. He goes, oh, yeah, Khaled? You got your season tickets? Like, he's just beside himself just trying to get attendance. You better not talk to Jeter unless you got yourself a season ticket plan signed up for it. He's like, you go, this is what we want. We want people out.
You know, and
which I fully support. I understand. It does little when you're sitting on your butt at home watching the piddly little television deal. They want to go and get people out to the ballpark because the attendance numbers are really bad.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. One, going out to the ballpark, regardless, is a fun time. Like,
oh, yeah,
we had a blast.
That center field.
Huh. Oh, like, with Macho Marlins, man? Yeah, what a blast it was.
I mean, we had a blast. I mean, okay, yeah, they're not in first place. There's no pennant run going on, but it's just a blast. That park is a good park to just go and hang. Look,
I've had a lot of fun watching this Marlins season. I'm having, you know, I'm getting those old feelings of, like, 2000 or 2006 where or even, like, the Yelich, the Stan Ozuna core, where, like, you start rooting for the players. You get invested in watching them every day. But you could tell Jeter's frustration with getting this stuff all off the ground. And really, there's no secret sauce to it. Like, look, Derek Jeter they're doing a lot of fantastic stuff. They go out there, and I think the in-game experience is fantastic. They really can't do anything else other than get the right players in the minor league system and win ball games. And if you win ball games, this place will catch on fire because we're very good at bandwagons. That's what we do.
Listen. I'm no genius. I'm no marketing genius. It's not my team. It's not my money. But I know this. If you go out to a game, you're going to realize it's a good time. So I would just do loss leader. I would just be like, here, let's fill up the stadium, 30,000 people for one game, all free tickets, and then hope they come back.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Like, have all your reps out there.
Yeah, but then they want, you know, they're doing the whole honest attendance thing. Like, they want to count the real people.
Yeah, it would be an attendance of zero,
So fine. Like, for one game, just fill it up, like, have a bunch of food promotions.
Like a freebie night?
Yeah, just freebie night, food, beer, like, the whole thing. Let people experience the park that haven't been out there, and then you hook them up.
What if they have an honest seat night where it's just, like, you can walk, like, you walk into the building, and you sit in whatever seat you feel you should sit in for not paying? Yeah. Like, you just walk in there. It's kind of open seating, but not really. Like, obviously,
behind home plate.
Yeah, but, like, would you really feel comfortable going behind home plate knowing you didn't pay the tickets for that?
Yes, there would be some that would.
Well, I mean, there's ushers there that separate when the seats become letters, when the rows become letters.
You can't do that, though, because they're season ticket holders, and then they would complain that someone's sitting in their seats even though they're not there, and blah, blah, blah.
Look, the season ticket holders, do you want a fun atmosphere? You want a fun atmosphere with a lot of people caring about the team, or do you want to?
Well, I would do this.
Aren't the Florida Panthers really strict with those rules?
They are. Yeah. Yes. That one lady who sits by the glass, she's a hard ass. I would never cross that.
At all South Florida sporting events. So baseball after after the fifth inning, football, second half, basketball, third quarter, all of these things. If the seat's empty, you can go sit there. Like, my ushers are stopped. Like enough with the ushering. Like, you can't sit down there because...
Back in the pro player days, those were, like, no respect for the ushers. I was just, whatever. Right. I'll sit where I want.
No, but, like, seriously, like, you're going to tell me, hey, no one should sit in the good seats because someone owns it, but they didn't bother to show up. So I should just, you know, it should just be empty.
You know what I think? I think, too, like, it's also got to be a tough thing because how do you beat those $10 standing room seats?
Oh, you
like,
don't.
Baseball is such a great wandering game, like especially at this ballpark where you can see everything as the game's going on.
I love to walk around.
I just love mingling, and I love just catching the ballpark. Got a drink in my hand.
Fielding shadow boxing, walking into walls.
I'm slurring my words. My wig is all tilted. Like, how do you beat that?
The tall boys.
Like, how do you beat that? How does anybody go out there and they want to buy an expensive seat behind home plate when you could just roam? It's so much fun.
You have just as good of a view on the Jumbotron with everyone's batting average from there as you do behind home plate.
And I feel like we're getting so rowdy. Like, Mean Dean was getting behind.
Oh, yeah, he was
like,
into it.
Mean Dean! And he's just like, yeah, he's fired up.
What do they call that, the home run porch?
Yeah, home run porch is so much fun. And you get to heckle the bullpen, which I love.
Why don't we just call it the hashtag third hour porch?
Whoa. I would love to.
We're not the flagship, though. So who cares?
We can work around it.
Record out the rain and someone's listening to the flagship.
We could spell out hashtag third hour, not have the actual hashtag.
Hey,
it's not the same thing.
There's no need to take cheap shots like Joe Rose did to you this morning.
Is that your transition?
Is it my transition?
Yeah.
I was dumbfounded by this thing today. Not that you were getting ripped by Joe Rose.
I didn't hear it because I went to go listen and the audio wasn't up yet. So.
Well, I don't know the whole story, but this seems like the sequel to the Dunkin' Donuts.
This is Beast Fastball.
Like, this is my topic that I've been going after for years about the nachos. I love Flanagan's. I love it.
Doesn't seem like
it. No.
According to Joe Rose, you are not a fan of Flanagan's.
That's not
true. In fact,
true.
You have gone right for the Flanagan's family name.
No, that's not true at all. One, I do love Flanagan's. I think they do everything well. They've got that happy hour after 9 p.m. where it's 2-for-1, everything. There's nothing I don't like there. The ribs are amazing. The one thing they just can't get right is their nachos.
The thing I found baffling with Joe Rose today, with him ripping you.
By the way, people were what you're about to say, people were denying that he said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Steven, I'm going to need you to pull up a clip for me then. People are denying that he said this?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
The thing that I said about calling?
Yes.
Really?
Two people denied that.
Really?
Yes.
Well, this just made it fun. I don't believe you that people denied that.
Who
denied it?
I'm not giving names, but I'll just say that someone who might go by Bollywood or...
would you deny it? On the radio.
Another certain person that we used to call Philip Seymour Hoffman, who goes by Diff over there.
Well, that would seem silly.
They both, so, to my face or to my ear, denied it.
Well, here's what happened.
Yeah.
Did he take the pot shots, the fat pot shots? Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Of course he did. I mean, what else?
He's a fat shamer.
He's going to take the fat shaming shots.
Right.
You know. Listen, go see Joe Rose at the Improv. I'm sure he's got just rousing material.
Right.
But the thing I found hilarious about this is Joe Rose goes on this passionate rant on you because he seems to know the Flanagan's, like the OG Flanagan's.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even know that was a real guy.
No, it's all family. And then, but they had a.
I thought it was a marketing thing, most interesting
it's
man.
It's a family. They had a falling out. One guy opened Quarterdeck. It was a whole thing.
Whoa.
There was a Flanagan's war?
I don't
war?
Know if everyone knows that. Yeah. There was a,
I feel like he did mention that in his history lesson of the Flanagan's.
Yeah.
But he's so upset by you tweeting the nachos. You tweet these nachos.
Can I at least tell what the issue is?
Explain the nachos. Explain yourself.
The
why
it's
did
not,
you tweet
it's not
these
even
nachos?
Me. It's not even me. Okay. My son, his favorite food is nachos. But when he says nachos, he doesn't mean like the chili and the jalapenos and
the
lettuce.
He likes the chips?
He likes chips with cheese on it. That's what he likes. And every time we go to Flanagan's, it's the same thing. He argues, I want the nachos, which is just chips and cheese. And every time, I'm like, you know how they do it here. It's not gonna be how you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he likes his cheese all weaved in and out of the chips.
Layers.
What they do at Flanagan's, and I understand. I actually talked to the manager about it. Todd was great over there.
You talked to the manager before your photo?
Both. Yeah, before and after. Because I was like, let me ask you a question, Todd, over at the Flanagan's West. I was like, what's your philosophy on the nachos? Like, give me whatever. He's like, well, we used to do it when we bring it out. It was like a big thing, and they wanted it to be a showcase around the restaurant, and would be a big thing, cheese everywhere. He's like, but then, you know, like that was a little too hard to do for the kitchen. So now we've got to the point where we just We put chips down on the platter, then we put the cheese on top, put in the salamander, take it out, boom, it's at your table in 2 minutes. And I was like, okay, but the cheese isn't evenly spread. He's like, well, that's why we have the reload option. I'm like, the reload option? He's like, yeah, for $3.99, when you're like, you know, when you're ready for more cheese, you can have them put more cheese on it. Right. So I was like, so let me tell you something. So for $14, I could have good nachos where it's just chips and cheese. He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And then I was like, really, Flanagan's? Like, this is how you do it?
So you didn't like the fact that he hoodwinked you, letting you know that there was this extra cheese option.
There's the reload option, which if you get all the fixings, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense. It's worth it. But we don't. We just get cheese. And I just, like, not. I think if you're going to have a good nachos, the cheese should be layered.
Okay.
You should not eat the 10 chips that are on top and then all your cheese is gone.
But you did get an explanation from a Flanagan's representative on this.
I did. Wasn't happy with the explanation.
So then you decided to blast it out anyway?
Yeah. Why? I wasn't happy.
But why?
Because it's I don't understand. Like if the product, right? Like I really think like Flanagan's does a good job with everything. Their salads are good. Everything's good. But you can't make nachos with an even displacement of cheese.
Yes, but why has this become your stone cold stunner to at all these people with your thousands of followers and your blue check mark?
Because I just want one time Flanagan's to write me back and go, you know what? We'll look at it.
No, what you want is them to DM you a gift card.
No, I don't want a gift card. I don't want a gift card. I don't want free stuff.
Would you not accept a gift card?
I would not accept it right now. I would not accept
really?
It.
Really?
Yes. I would not accept it.
You would not accept.
Would not accept
a
it.
Free $25 gift card.
Would not accept
Flanagan's.
A free $25. That's payola. That's plugola. I'm not doing that.
Why? That's not payola.
People
do that all the time. You paid with your hard earned money, Flanagan's.
Yes.
Okay. Restaurants all the time will comp you. It's not payola. That's not how that works.
I don't want any freebies. I just want them to do it right.
But he's explained to you their policy. They have a reload nacho policy.
Yeah, I get that. I get the reload policy, but why not just make them right in the beginning?
This is why Joe Rose wanted you to call the Flanagan's.
Like, actually place a phone call?
This is what I found baffling.
They denied.
He is sitting there on the radio this morning, and he's telling this story, which he's very clearly angry because he's friends with the Flanagan's, who I didn't know were real people.
Yeah, they're real people.
I thought that
all
bearded
the pictures
guy,
on the wall, I those are that, real people.
I thought it was all staged. I did.
Like you thought Big Daddy was fake?
Yeah.
No, Big Daddy was real. He passed away.
I thought it was like the Dos Equis guy.
No.
And so here's Joe Rose on the radio, and he's just like, I don't understand I don't understand the social media, and I don't understand going and lashing out on social media. You're going to get somebody in trouble. Why not call the Flanagan's? You love going there. Call Joe. Call Jimmy Flanagan. Call him up. I'm just like, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. You don't want the Twitter thing. Okay. But you think it reasonable for a customer, which is all Beast is. He's not a longtime family friend of the Flanagan's like you are, Joe. You want Beast to call up Jimmy Flanagan and tell him why his nachos suck.
I mean, it's
not logical or reasonable to think anybody would do that.
I mean, if Big Dog wants to, you know, send me the number, I guess I'll call up. But
why?
I don't know what that's going to do for me.
Nothing. It would do nothing. Like, it would, for Joe, if he knows the family, that would do something. Like, if I knew somebody personally on their
right.
business level, hey, man, look, I love your business. You all love you guys.
Right.
But the nacho thing, going a little over the top, charging me $4 over the side for just a little extra cheese.
Right.
Hit me with the cheese. You know, Chili's does it.
Right.
And that's fine. He knows them. You don't?
No.
Why would I call somebody out of the blue and be like, yo, Flanagan, what's up? First time, long time. Stop with the $5 reload on the cheese. I didn't know what I was hearing this morning. I was blown away by it. Man.
Did you grab the audio?
Oh, yeah, we can play that.
We'll have to do it on the other side.
Does anyone else find it super hilarious that this is all going down on Mondays where they have nachos for free if you buy the pitcher?
Well, no, so all right, so this is what Todd, the manager, says. He says, why don't you come back tomorrow night? You get a pitcher of whatever, you know, drink. My kid likes Arnold Palmer. Like, my wife and my kid will drink that. You get a pitcher of that. You get your free nachos. And then you just pay the $4 for the reload.
Whoa.
That's what he said.
So hold on. The free nachos aren't free. Why not just get two nachos?
Get two pitchers. You get two free nachos.
If you get two pitchers, but then it'd be just two nachos with just cheese on top.
What if you get a pitcher and a beer then do you get the free reload?
You don't get, there's no free reload.
Why is there so much negotiating going on with the nachos?
They're going to charge you the $4 no matter what. There's no way. They're going to charge you $4 regardless.
Bring your own cheese.
All right.
I should bring my own cheese. BYOC.
Even with the Heat having no money, there's still a free agent who wants in on the Heat. We'll tell you about that next.